Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Andrade's first post-WWE opponent has been revealed. Plus, fans could return to WWE events sooner than we expected. And a former AEW star says farewell to wrestling. For Wednesday, April the 28th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Andrade's first post-WWE opponent has been revealed, confirmed on Super Luchas in an interview this week. We can officially reveal that Andrade at McAllen, Texas, on July the 31st, will be in competition against former WWE champion Alberto Del Rio. Del Rio on Super Luchas said, quote, "For the first time, they are going to see what people on the internet have been asking for a long time. Andrade against Alberto Del Rio. I don't think we have ever seen a poster of such magnitude featuring two Mexican stars in Texas." Del Rio confirmed as well on Nacion Lucha Libre that the promotion that he co-founded alongside Chavo Guerrero Jr. will be reopening after shutting down last January. And the July 31st event will kick things off. And it's not just Alberto Del Rio that will be a part of this. And it's not just Andrade that will be a part of this. Also confirmed for the event are Primo and Epico and Kalisto, all former WWE stars. Del Rio opening his promotion will not come without controversy. He faces aggravated kidnapping and sexual assault charges for an incident with a woman last October. He was supposed to stand trial in San Antonio earlier this year. The trial has been pushed to May the 3rd. And regardless of this hanging over his head, he's going ahead with promoting this show for July the 31st. When we have more details, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Throughout this past year, our WWE superstars performed tirelessly for all of you. Week after week, month after month, but we all knew there was something missing, something very important, the most important. That would be all of you, our fans, the WWE Universe. And as we emerge from this dreadful pandemic, on behalf of our entire WWE family, we would simply like to say thank you and welcome you to WrestleMania!
Fans back at wrestling shows. It felt good to see you at WrestleMania. It's always good to see and hear a little bit of that at AEW Dynamite at Daily's Place, obviously with a reduced capacity. But when that'll happen on a regular basis again has been up for quite a lot of discussion. So WWE have said that when they're back, they are going to be back full time. They're not going to do any more one-shot live events like WrestleMania. When they're back for good, to quote take that. And it's looking tentatively, at least it was, like that was going to be sort of the end of the summer, as SummerSlam looks to be the first event in front of a live crowd once again. And it also ties in with the end of WWE's residency at the Yuengling Center for the Thunderdome. So it kind of makes sense when you put those bits together that WWE will stay in the Thunderdome until August, run SummerSlam live from a big venue, and then from there be back touring. However, that could come much sooner now. According to WrestleVotes, who put out a tweet last night saying a major topic backstage at Raw was the packed house over the weekend at the UFC pay-per-view. While not many superstars are advocating for 100% capacity, nearly everyone feels as though live crowds could return in some form at this time. And you have to believe if that is some of the feeling and some of the sentiment backstage, especially after the aforementioned UFC show that did have that big fight feel, a large crowd in attendance for the show. It certainly feels like so many more states are now at a point where they will be welcoming shows to come in and fill the full venue in America. Whether, however you feel about that or not, it seems to be the way that is going. And you have to believe that WWE would be keen to get fans back into shows and get that atmosphere back once again as soon as they possibly can. So just maybe we will see that time come a little bit sooner than we expected.
From London, Sadie Gibbs.
She is one of the best pure athletes in all of professional wrestling. Yeah. She's only been wrestling for 2.5 years, but her power, her strength gives her such a tremendous advantage over so many competitors here in the women's division. She will be a force to be reckoned with for years to come.
Sadie Gibbs, former star of AEW from right here in the UK, has announced her retirement from professional wrestling. Very suddenly doing so as well. Sadie Gibbs was working with AEW. She was part of the Casino Battle Royale at All Out 2019. She appeared on quite a few episodes of AEW Dark as well. However, it was in August last year that as a result of COVID-19 making travel extremely difficult, some cases impossible for international stars, Sadie Gibbs was let go from the company. And she's fallen a bit silent since then in terms of wrestling booking. Well, there's not been much wrestling to be booked, so. But she put out on Instagram yesterday the following. It's been really confusing year and a half for me, but I've always been good at following my instinct and letting go and having nothing but grace in the path ahead of me. I've decided in order for me to excel in my new endeavors, coaching, speaking, teaching, being the leader, which I've always been, I have to let go and set my intentions on what it is I want from my life and where I see long-term sustainable fulfillment. And those doors are opening. And it's about time I conserved all my energy and focus on this new chapter. My vision is big, starting with short films, and a lot of plans are centered around my undefinable brand. My next big goal is to have a self-development book out, remain undefinable, and so many micro goals along this new chapter to teach, to speak, and inspire and impact as many individual lives as I can with this undefinable mentality. Thank you to all my members of Team Undefinable. So she goes on to say in this post that she is done with professional wrestling and she's focusing on endeavors outside of the ring. She only started wrestling in 2017 and really took to it like a duck to water. She did some big things in the UK and very quickly involved in the mix at Stardom as well. Signed to AEW 2 years after she started wrestling. And it's a shame to see her leave the industry. Like, I feel like we've barely scratched the surface with what Sadie Gibbs is truly capable of. But if it moves on to being a healthier, happier, and as she says, their more fulfilled life, You can't be mad. You cannot be mad. We send nothing but the best to Sadie Gibbs as she explores pastures new away from professional wrestling.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mustafa Ali on Twitter last night airing some more frustrations with WWE. So a clip of Ali and Murphy's no disqualification match from 205 Live did the rounds last night by a fan. And Ali quote retweeted it saying, "Despite being a no DQ match, we were not allowed to use any traditional weapons or props at all. Out of frustration, I asked, can we use the effing steps? Bless you all, you can't hold me down. The match has copious use of the steel steps," and apparently that is why they were told, do a no DQ match, but don't use any weapons. Fine. Future plans for Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, and Asuka seem to be a collision course between the three of them. But in terms of defining who is what in this storyline, Wrestling Observer Live reporting that Brian Alvarez had spoke to somebody within the Thunderdome who said fans were told to cheer Rhea Ripley. So when Rhea Ripley came in, there was the vibe that she was coming in as a heel. But the fact that they're being instructed in the Thunderdome to cheer for Rhea Ripley says that they obviously want people to get behind her as a babyface, possibly a betweener, quite possibly a betweener. But it does look as if a babyface tweener or whatever, Rhea Ripley is going to be defending her Raw Women's Championship against Asuka and Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania Backlash. Ring of Honor and CMLL have ended their working relationship, one that has been pretty prosperous for both parties since 2016. CMLL put out last night the World Wrestling Council reports that as of today, the strategic alliance that it had with the American company Ring of Honor comes to an end. CMLL statement said that it continues to focus its efforts and resources with the commitments to continue presenting the best wrestling in the world, and thanks to Ring of Honor for this period of joint work. ROH and CMLL, their working relationship including promoting the Global Wars shows together in the US. We saw Matt Taven holding the NWA World Historic Welterweight Championship in CMLL, one of those long-running hangovers from NWA that CMLL has taken ownership of. We also saw him wrestle in the main event of CMLL's 85th anniversary in 2018. So they've had a relationship that's seen stars going back and forth from one promotion to another, and that all looks like it's come to an end now. WWE have put out a tweet introducing us to Samantha Irvin. She says, "Help us welcome Samantha Irvin to the WWE PC family. A singer and a flautist. You've seen her on America's Got Talent, I Can See Your Voice, and singing the national anthem in Major League Baseball. Samantha wasted no time getting started in WWE and has begun ring announcing for 205 Live. Former star of WWF's biggest era, the Golden Era, and a bit of the New Generation era, Bruno Laura, who you'll know as Harvey Whippleman, is running for office. So he's in the running for the Board of Aldermen in Walls, Mississippi, which is in the DeSoto County near Memphis, Tennessee. It looks as if absentee voting for the June 8th general election starts and runs through June the 5th. So if you live in that area, if you live in Walls, you could have Harvey Whippleman representing you. And a new faction could be heading to NXT. At least we think a new faction. So last night on NXT, an MMA-themed video played, which showed a training facility of a mixed martial arts variety. highlighting what was called the Diamond Mine. The vignette ended with the official Diamond Mine logo. WWE filed the trademark for Diamond Mine back in December. So this is something that they've been thinking about for quite a while. Now, this is something that Wrestling Inc. spotted. Quote, the vignette shows athletes using bags with the Fusion XL brand name on them. Fusion XL is a fitness center based in OC, Florida, which teaches adults and kids mixed martial arts, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, fitness, kickboxing, group fitness, and personal training. OC is just about 20 minutes away from Orlando, where the WWE Performance Center is located. For what it's worth, Fusion XL also has a pro fight team with several MMA fighters under the brand. So potentially looking like an MMA-style team is heading to NXT. Twitch.tv/cultaholic. A little bit earlier today at 1 p.m. British summer time. How about you and I catch up and head back to Hyrule? I haven't played Legend of Zelda for 2 weeks, so we're going to give it a good thrashing today, you and I, at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And Jack and Owen are here from 6 p.m. British summertime playing Football Manager. A great end of the season for Cultaholic FC. There will no doubt be a lot to celebrate as they move up the league to the next season. Find out how they're getting on at twitch.tv/cultaholic. youtube.com/cultaholic. Ross is back with a brand new episode of Straight to Hell. We are in the company of former WWE star Chelsea Green. She is talking about some of those things from the wrestling world that she would love to see banished straight to hell. One of which is spray tans.
But it looks so good. But I wish I could, because I hate having to get spray tans.
Is this in terms of when they maybe, I don't know how it works in the wrestling ring, do they rub off on each other? I don't know how it works.
So, no, but like, okay, here's the thing. With all the lights, it washes you out so much. So you have to get a spray tan in order to not look like a ghostly. So we all get spray tans, and like they smell, they get my towels dirty, my sheets dirty. I look dirty. God forbid the spray tan doesn't go properly on my hands or my feet. Twitter will come for me then. I just want spray tans to go straight to hell.
It's not the most practical thing for a wrestler either when you're sweating, because we've seen that, I think it was MJF on Impact, on AEW, a couple of weeks ago, sort of the little beads that happen.
Haven't you ever looked at my fiance's Instagram account? It was just dripping the other day down his arm. I'm like, that is disgusting.
And you can't avoid it, can you? Surely.
Oh, no, you can't. I mean, I'm like a sweaty person. Luckily, my spray tan has never dripped like that, but I mean, now that I've said it, it probably will.
Chelsea Green on Straight to Hell with Ross Tweddle at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am in the company with star of Defiant Wrestling and Progress Wrestling, the great man like Darice. And we talk about his love for professional wrestling and three matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. Don't forget that if you are a Patreon, not only can you get that episode now before it comes out later, but you can get the next two episodes of Desert Island Graps before they hit the internet by going to patreon.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.